Welcome to the Deep Dive. Have you ever maybe looked at an old movie poster, one that's a bit faded, and just wondered, how on earth does this piece of paper end up being worth like hundreds of thousands of dollars?
Yeah, it seems pretty wild, doesn't it?
It really does. But some of these pieces, these bits of cinema history, they become incredibly valuable artifacts. So today we're doing a deep dive. We've got a stack of sources here, all detailing the most expensive vintage horror movie posters ever sold at auction, right up to 2025. And it's not just about the money, is it? It's really a journey into horror history itself, uncovering some pretty surprising stories behind these images.
Exactly. And our mission here is to get beyond those, frankly, staggering numbers. We want to figure out the why. Why these huge valuations? We'll dig into the history, the art, sure, but also the sheer rarity, that impossible scarcity that turns them from just ads into, well, cultural icons. What makes these specific posters so special?
Yeah, because it's more than just collecting, isn't it? It's about how these posters sort of captured the feeling of an era, how they define genres, and they still resonate, even now.
They really do.
We've got some amazing facts, some incredible insights lined up for you, not just about the posters, but the films, the legends, the whole time period. Okay, so let's start with a big question. What is it fundamentally that makes these vintage horror posters just so incredibly valuable? Let's try and unpack that.
Well, it's fascinating because it's like a perfect storm of factors coming together. The first one, and maybe the most important, is scarcity.
Okay.
If you think back to the 1930s, these posters weren't collector's items, not at all. They were purely functional tools for promotion.
Right, just to get people in seats.
Exactly. They were meant to be stuck on walls outside cinemas. You often hear them called by size, like a one sheet that's usually about 27 by 41 inches, designed for the lobby display. These weren't sold to the public. So once the movie finished its run, well, most were just torn down, thrown away, maybe used for insulation, who knows?
Wow.
Thousands printed, maybe. But only a tiny handful, sometimes literally just one or two, actually survived. So that extremely limited supply,
Right.
naturally, it drives the value way, way up.
And it's not just that they're rare, it's what's actually on them,
Yeah.
right? The artwork is just
Oh,
some of
absolutely.
those iconic retro artwork you'll ever see. These designs, they weren't trying to be subtle.
No.
They were meant to be like hair-raising, grab your attention instantly. Bold colors, scary figures, dramatic letters.
Yeah, that first impression, that visual punch to pull you into the darkness of the theater.
And that very distinctive style, often hand-drawn, it's incredibly sought after now. It represents this whole era of like visceral design that you just don't see in movie ads today.
And if we sort of connect that to the bigger picture, it's also about horror's unique connection with us, with the
How
audience.
so?
Well, horror movies let us face our deepest fears, but, from the safety of a cinema seat, there's this primal release, an adrenaline rush almost that we get vicariously.
Right, like a safe way to be scared.
Exactly. And these posters, they tap straight into that. It's a visceral jolt. It bypasses the rational brain and hits our oldest anxieties, the shadow in the corner, the unknown monster.
Yeah.
That deep psychological emotional link translates into this powerful urge for collectors to own a piece of it. A tangible connection to films that really explored our collective fears. And honestly, that's why they consistently fetch the biggest prices compared to other genres.
Okay, so it's this combination. Extreme rarity, absolutely incredible art that defined the look of horror, and this deep emotional gut punch connection.
Pretty much sums it up.
These aren't just paper, they're like cultural artifacts embodying fear and creativity. Okay, this is where it gets really juicy. Let's look at the specific posters, starting with the absolute monsters, the top three most expensive. So, number one, the undisputed champion of vintage horror poster sales. It's a name everyone knows.
That's right. Number one is the 1931 Dracula poster. It sold for a mind-blowing $525,800.
No.
That was at Heritage Auctions back in 2017. And as of 2025, it's still the most expensive vintage horror poster ever
So it's
sold.
holding the record.
Yep. And the specific one is a rare style I format one sheet. Remember the standard lobby size. And it's one of only two known copies left in the world.
Only two.
The artwork is just iconic, Bela Lugosi staring right out at you from this deep blue background, and Dracula in this bold, almost shouting yellow font. That direct stare, the hypnotic blue. It was revolutionary in its simplicity. It immediately made Lugosi the face of fear, you know, defined the vampire look forever, even before people saw the film.
Yeah, you see that image, you know exactly what it is.
And this universal picture, it set the template for vampires for decades. The film itself was apparently so scary they had to censor parts of it.
Over $500,000 for one poster. And it's like a visual shorthand for horror. The censorship story just adds to the mystique, doesn't it? That poster perfectly captured that fear. Incredible.
Right. It really is. A masterclass in horror marketing. Okay, moving to number two. We have the 1927 London After Midnight poster. This one went for $478,000.
Still a huge number.
Absolutely. That was also Heritage Auctions in Dallas back in 2014. It actually held the record before Dracula took over.
Okay.
What's really interesting here is, first, it's the earliest film on our list, A Silent Mystery from MGM. And the poster itself, it's the only known color copy left.
The only one in color.
The only one. A vibrant, unique piece from the silent era. But here's the kicker. The film itself is lost.
Lost, like gone forever.
Gone forever. The only known print was destroyed in a fire in the 60s. So the fact that this color poster even survived is kind of miraculous, and it definitely bumps up the value. It's almost the only visual proof we have of what the film looked like in its full glory.
Wow.
The art shows Lon Chaney's creepy character, sort of a vampiric detective, clutching the heroine with London Bridge all gloomy in the background.
A lost film. So the poster isn't just a memento. It's practically the only vivid testament left. It carries the weight of something forgotten that makes it incredibly precious. What a story.
It really is extraordinary. And number three takes us to 1932, the Mummy poster. This beautiful piece, it's a lithograph.
Which means like hand-drawn elements, right? More detail.
Exactly. A printing technique allowing for really rich, detailed designs. This one was by an artist named Carol Gross. It sold for $453,500 at Sotheby's way back in 1997.
97. So it held the record for a long time then.
It did, nearly two decades, until London, After Midnight, beat it in 2014. It's one of only three known surviving posters for the film.
Only three. Still incredibly rare.
Definitely. And interestingly, there was a big buzz in 2018 that it might reclaim the top spot. It went up for auction with a minimum bid of $950,000, estimated maybe $1.5 million.
Yeah.
But strangely enough, nobody bid on it that time.
Huh. Wonder why.
Hard to say. But the film itself, starring Boris Karloff for Universal, got a huge boost from the real-world discovery of King Tut's tomb, you know, and the whole curse thing that was in the news.
Oh, the mummy's curse.
Exactly. And Gross's artwork brilliantly tacked into that, blending ancient terror with modern movie horror.
That mystique of ancient Egypt plus the rarity. Mm. Yeah, you can see why it commanded such a high price for so long.
Yeah.
And how real-world events can just amplify a movie's impact. So yeah, those top three really show the dominance of that era in Universal Pictures, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Creating these foundational movie monsters. Let's dig a bit deeper into that golden age, especially with the big two, Karloff and Lugosi.
Absolutely. So coming in at number four is the 1931 Frankenstein poster. This sold at Heritage Auctions for $358,500 in 2015.
Frankenstein, another icon.
And this was the role that made Boris Karloff a household name. He was 44. It just stamped his image onto the horror genre forever. The poster art captures that monstrous but also kind of tragic figure perfectly. His face, with all that makeup, became instantly recognizable.
Yeah, the makeup alone is legendary.
And the film itself was a game changer. It basically built the winning formula for monster movies. Fun fact, it was the first movie to use that classic castle thunder sound effect you hear all the time now.
No way, the first one.
Yep. And Karloff's makeup, thick grease paint, took hours to put on, and then they had to literally melt it off him every day.
Ugh, sounds rough.
The film, of course, based on Mary Shelley's novel, which she wrote when she was just 19, amazing. Mm. And the poster art is just, it's the epitome of retro horror design, unmistakable.
It's incredible how one role, one film, one poster image can shape everything, an actor's whole career, an entire genre. Karloff's Frankenstein. Mm-hmm. You see it, you know it. That poster set the stage perfectly.
Definitely. And following that success at number five, we've got 1935, The Bride of Frankenstein poster. This went for $334,600 at Heritage Auctions in 2007.
The sequel.
Yep. And this was a huge poster, 7 feet long, for Universal's big follow-up, bringing Karloff back.
7 feet. Wow, that's massive.
It really makes a statement, mirrors the film's ambition, bigger, grander monster stuff. Interestingly, the movie almost didn't get made. The director really didn't want to do a sequel initially.
Huh. Lucky for us, he changed his mind.
Right. And Karloff actually fought against the monster talking in this one. He preferred the silence from the first film, but, well, he lost that battle.
Oh, he spoke.
He spoke. And the film was heavily censored in some places, even banned outright in others. Shows how unsettling it was. The poster with both monstrous figures really conveyed that. Its value actually ties with the next one on the list.
A 7-foot statement piece for a controversial sequel. Okay, you mentioned anticipated pairings. Let's talk about the ultimate horror duo.
Yes, tying with Bride of Frankenstein at number 6 is 1934, the Black Cat poster, style B. Also, $334,600 at Heritage.
The Black Cat, Karloff and Lugosi together.
Exactly. This specific one is the only known style B one sheet. It's a different design variant. Really striking, just black, white, and red. A stone lithograph that really pops.
Simple but effective colors.
Very. It was donated by a collector named Todd Firetag, same guy who donated the Mummy poster. And the Black Cat was Universal's biggest hit that year, mainly because the marketing, like this poster, screamed Karloff and Lugosi together for the first time.
The main event.
Oh, yeah. Horror fans were desperate to see those two giants share the screen. This poster promised that dark, thrilling encounter.
That first team up?
Yeah.
That's a huge moment in movie history, owning the poster that announced it. That's like owning a piece of a cultural event, not just a movie ad.
Absolutely. And it seems people just couldn't get enough of Lugosi as Dracula. Because at number 7, we have another Dracula poster. The 1931 Dracula poster, 1938 re-release.
Re-release poster, still valuable.
Still very valuable, $312,000 at Heritage Auctions in 2020. So that gives us a more recent price point, showing the enduring appeal.
Right.
When they re-released the film in 38, they needed a fresh poster. This one cleverly used similar art to the original, but they updated the font and gave the whole thing this menacing green tint.
Green Dracula.
Yeah. Lugosi's still looming, staring out from this deep green background, proves some images just never lose their power.
It really shows how timeless those characters are and the power of that original visual. Years later, Lugosi's face on a poster still commanded attention and huge money. Okay, so beyond the big Universal monsters, some other films carved out their own space or brought in new techniques, right? And their posters captured that unique spirit.
Definitely. At number 8, we actually have another poster for 1934, The Black Cat. But this time, it's a Style D U.S. one sheet. This one sold for $286,800 back in 2007.
Another Black Cat. Styles B and D.
Yeah.
They really pushed that film.
They did, and it's a real cult classic. What made it revolutionary, technically speaking, was having an almost continuous musical score playing underneath the action.
Really? In the early 30s?
Yeah, very unusual then. Most films only had music over the titles and credits, so this continuous score was innovative. The poster's dark, brooding look sets the mood for that unsettling atmosphere perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
It was loosely based on Poe's poem, and importantly, it cemented the Karloff-Lugosi partnership. Audiences loved them together, so this film set the stage for their next 7 collaborations. These different posters helped keep that excitement going.
Continuous music back then.
Yeah.
It's amazing innovation. Shows these films were pushing boundaries way beyond just scares. The posters had to hint at that special feel.
Exactly. Okay, number 9. A true giant. The 1933 King Kong poster. This one was bought for $244,500 by Cecily Presley at Sotheby's.
King Kong. Can't get much more iconic.
Right. One of the most famous monster movies ever. It was groundbreaking for its stop-motion animation by Willis O'Brien, and it had one of the first fully original musical scores by Max Steiner. A technical marvel.
Changed everything, really.
And it was the first movie ever to be re-released. The poster we're talking about is the US 3 sheet. Remember, the big one made them 3 panels joined together?
Yeah, huge format.
It shows Calm on the skyscraper holding Fay Wray, crushing a plane. That incredibly famous dynamic image. It just screams spectacle and terror.
That image is burned into collective memory, isn't it? The poster perfectly captured the film's revolutionary spirit and scale. Amazing.
And finally, rounding out our top 10, we have the 1933 The Invisible Man poster. Teaser. This sold for $228,000 at Heritage Auctions.
A teaser poster, not the main one.
Right, the Style A teaser. And honestly, it might be the most haunting image on the whole list. It's not the official poster, but wow, does it stick with you?
What did it look like?
It's just this fading face, spectral looking, in orange and red against black, piercing yellow eyes, and at the bottom, the tagline, "Catch me if you can."
Ooh, creepy. Simple but effective.
Incredibly effective. A masterclass in psychological horror using minimalism. The film itself achieved the invisibility effect pretty cleverly for the time.
They did it.
Claude Rains wore a full black velvet suit, and they filmed him against a black velvet background.
No way. That's simple.
Yep. Low tech, but ingenious. The main official poster from 33 also sold for a lot, $182,400 in 2020. But this teaser got the higher price purely for its artistic impact, its ability to just evoke dread.
That's stark simplicity. Sometimes less really is more with horror, isn't it? Let your imagination do the scary work. Black Velvet. Compared to today's CGI, it makes you appreciate that early ingenuity.
Mm-hmm.
So looking back at this whole list, it's striking. Every single one of the top 10 is from the 1930s or maybe late 1920s for London after midnight.
Yeah.
It really hammers home the significance of that era and, like you said, the incredible power of rarity. So what does this tell us about film collecting overall?
Well, what's really fascinating, I think, is that while horror totally dominates this top tier, other genres do have valuable posters too, but maybe for slightly different reasons.
Okay.
And looking at those helps show why horror is kind of special in this context. For example, think about 1939, The Wizard of Oz.
A classic.
Huge classic. A Technicolor marvel representing new cinematic magic, escapism. Its poster is immensely valuable, partly because it's beloved, but crucially, only one vintage example is known to exist. Extreme rarity.
Like one copy. Wow.
Or take the 1962 Dr. No poster, the first Bond film. High value because it's the first in series, launching this massive cultural thing.
Right, the start of a phenomenon.
Exactly. So these are iconic films, iconic posters, but they tap into nostalgia or technical breakthroughs or franchise beginnings. They're valuable, yes, for cultural weight and scarcity, but they maybe lack that consistent, primal, gut-punch connection to our deepest fears that horror posters deliver.
Ah, I see.
Horror posters, through their art, often directly confront universal anxieties. Their appeal feels almost hardwired into us. It's that direct, visceral communication of fear, plus the rarity in the art, that seems to give horror posters that edge in reaching these astronomical prices so consistently.
That's a really key distinction. It explains why horror connects so deeply, beyond just the movie itself. These posters aren't just pretty pictures. They're cultural artifacts that unleash something primal. A link to facing the unknown. A visual shorthand for our anxieties. Wow. What an incredible journey into this surprisingly expensive but totally fascinating world of vintage horror movie posters. We've seen how scarcity, that iconic art, and the deep, almost primal connection we have with horror, it all combines to create this immense value.
Yeah, they weren't just ads, were they? They were psychological triggers.
Definitely.
And you know, this brings up an interesting point for you, the listener. Think about it. These posters are tangible bits of film history. They reflect technology, culture, art from a specific time. They were never meant to last, but they did.
Mm.
And their survival gives us this unique window. So consider how these fragments shape how we see film history and maybe even our own relationship with fear and stories. What other everyday art from the past? Maybe an old book cover, a concert flyer you kept, an old ad is just waiting out there, waiting for its true value and its story to be seen.
That is a really thought-provoking question, something to mull over. Well, thank you for joining us on this deep dive into vintage horror posters. We really hope you'll look at old film art with completely new eyes now. Appreciate the history, the art, the sheer luck of its survival, and maybe, just maybe, that little primal scream it still evokes.